And the Brazos people had come to their village 2 days before, killed 3 of their men and 2 of their women and children, so forth and so on. This is all quoting for him about that trip. The Galveston Bay Company had begun its survey of the Burnett Colony Tract. A few surveys had been made in 1833, and so forth and so on. These are all the surveys. And see, we are in the Guanacaste, I think, isn't it? I think that's the survey that one is given to us in.
I believe so.
See, this is the grants where they begin. See, the grants were being made in 1833. See, those are all this was Mexico. See, this was Mexico up until we ran them out. And this goes on into the and different ones who got grants, see, all in through here. This goes on March 1836 entirely. Left the Saline County. Getting east of the country and away from Sandiana's army. You see, Sandiana was coming in all the time from the Rio Grande, you see. When I came home, I understood that the settlement had been formed at Fort Houston. Now, that's just west of here, right here at the edge of town. It's become and we're just sick about it. It's become a commercial area. John H. Reagan, you know, he was treasurer in the Confederacy. His home was out there. He lived there. And his family had all moved away, died, except the wife of his youngest son. And when she knew that she was getting real old and she wasn't going to live much longer, nobody knew anything about it. His home was perfectly beautiful. Had all the original furnishings in it and everything out there. She could not bear the thought. She offered it to the state, and they refused. They said they didn't have the money to take care of it and keep it up. And she couldn't bear the thought of anybody other than Reagan's living there. She moved the furniture out, gave most of it to the children who lived away from here, and had the house torn down before anybody had a chance. We didn't have a chance to raise money to take care of it or anything. Now there's a marker out there. There was a fort, and that's where the people from Parker Fort, when the Indians had the big massacre there, they came to Fort Houston. And that was the first settlement here at all, was Fort Houston. That's 3 miles out there now, before Palestine was here.
And they had that old home torn down?
Had it torn down. But now here's about the in Elkhart I told you about, too.
Well, now, Mr. W. Y. was your great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
So his son was your grandfather?
Robert.
What did he do?
Doctor.
So,
and I was telling you last night, do you know, it seems to me that he went to Transylvania Medical College. Did they have a medical college at Transylvania?
They did.
That's where he went to school. I told you yesterday, he went back there somewhere last night, it came to me. He went to medical school at Transylvania. And when he came home, we had a waterway up the Trinity River. We had boats. And there was a town down there on the river. It had a hotel and everything down there. There was a town there, and these boats would come up the Trinity from Galveston. And when he came home from medical school, he came that way. Well, they had this big hotel down there, and when these boats would come up, they would have a big dance at the hotel, and they would take the girls from here, well chaperoned, of course, down there for the dances. Well, my mother went, and of course she had known him before he went away, but she was young then. She was not quite 16 when she met him. But when he came up, she went down to the dance, and that's where she met my grandfather at that dance that night. And of course, it was romance from the beginning, and later on they married. And that's
tell me about your grandmother. What was she like?
My mother's mother. You talking about? I never knew her. I never knew. She died when my mother was only 8 years old, so I never knew her, of course, at all. Now I knew my great grandmother.